I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from The Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cool Zone Media.
Welcome to It Could Happen Here, the show about how a small group of people are trying to keep making bad things happen, and we're going to tell you what they are. I'm Garrison Davis, and joined with me is Dr. James Stout. Hello, doctor.
Hi, Garrison. Thank you for having me. Put some respect on my name. Appreciate it.
So today we're going to be talking about something called Agenda 47. And actually, we're going to be talking about this whole week. We've gotten a lot of requests to talk about the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, which is a kind of a roadmap for how a Republican president could change the country if they get elected next year. And although this proposal is scary and quite big, it's a massive, massive book.
Yeah.
Trump certainly listens to these types of guys, but he doesn't always really like them.
Yeah, and he does what the fuck he wants. Like, ain't no one controlling Trump.
He kind of does whatever he wants, right? Yeah. And I mean, there certainly are other people like in Congress, including the Speaker, who are definitely pushing this Project 2025. And I think we'll probably talk about this on the show at some other point. Mm-hmm. But Trump actually has his own plans for if he's going to be elected president again. And we're going to be talking about that. And that is called Agenda 47, which I believe is a subtle reference to the 47th president, which will be him if he gets elected.
Yeah. Also the 45th president. So
yeah.
Sell more merch that way.
So the next few episodes, we're going to be diving into Trump's plans for if he becomes the 47th president of the United States, called Agenda 47. He has all of these listed on his website. And one of my favorite parts is that to accompany each one of these like policy proposals, he has a video of him like reading out something on a teleprompter. And he very often will go off script just completely and just start talking, which they include the entire transcript for underneath each video, which is just fascinating to read, totally divorced of like how he talks. It's just amazing. Also, all of the videos are embedded on his website via Rumble, which is just
so too.
Amazing stuff happening.
It's perfect.
So that's kind of the overview of what we're going to be doing this next week and why. And the reason why I have James here, James, you work in education, right?
I do some educating, yeah.
So you have opinions on education, I would assume.
Yeah, strong ones.
As a doctor.
Yes, I do. Yeah, yeah. A doctor of modern European history, just to be clear before anyone sends pictures of their illnesses, please don't.
So I'm going to be talking about Trump's plan for education. And by the end, we can see if it gets the James Stout approval as someone who works in education.
Yeah. I'm open-minded. Let's see what he's got.
So Trump, now, the problem with us doing these episodes is that all of these are like videos, right, for his policy proposals. And I don't want to subject you, the listener, to just videos of Trump talking. You don't need to hear that. But there's a part of me, just deep down, a shameful part of me, that when I'm reading these quotes, I really want to like slip in to like a to like a bad transgender Trump impression, which I've tried to suppress. I've tried to suppress this urge, but every once in a while, it just it just sneaks out. So as I'm going through these quotes, I cannot promise that certain things might start happening, and it's just a part of the deal.
You've been possessed by the spirit of Donald Trump.
Oh God. So on this note, Trump opens his education proposal with this line, quote, "Our public schools have been taken over by the radical left maniacs," which really sets a tone for the rest of what we're going to be talking about today.
I do want to highlight that I've been trying for more than a decade, but obviously some other people have been more successful than me in that regard.
So over these next like 25 minutes, I'm going to try to explain what he calls his, quote, "plan to save American education and give power back to American parents." And the American parents line is going to be a reoccurring trend here. So in kind of a broad overview, Trump believes that regular public schools, as well as colleges and universities, are just so far gone to not only require like massive, massive regressive changes, but also, frankly, whole new alternatives are needed. Which leads us to our first policy proposal. So Trump says that Americans are horrified that, quote, "once respected universities express support for the savages and jihadists who attacked Israel," unquote.
Oh, damn.
So yeah. That's yeah. Obviously not great.
There it is.
Savages, very, very quick, just immediately getting into this sort of stuff. Despite spending more money on higher education than any other country, schools are, quote, "turning our students into communists and terrorists and sympathizers of many, many different dimensions," unquote.
What does that even mean?
They're sympathizing with the alternate dimensions, you know, the...
Oh, I see. Yeah.
The mirror universe version. They're gaining too much sympathy.
Yeah.
As well as turning into communists and terrorists.
Yeah. To be fair, he is right that, like, one of the areas where you will find like the few hold, no, actually Twitter is the other area, unreconstructed Marxist-Leninists,
okay,
is in
well.
The academy. that it's there and on x.com, formerly known as Twitter.
So to combat this communist and savage and jihadist incursion into universities, Trump is proposing something quote unquote dramatically different. His plan is to seize, quote, "billions and billions," unquote, of dollars through taxes, fines, and lawsuits against, quote, "excessively large private university endowments," unquote, and use that money to, quote, "endow a new institution called the American Academy," unquote.
That's already a thing. the American Academy's already... Wait, is he spelling it with an E or it's Y? Like,
no,
like
it's with a Y.
Oh, okay, so it's a place, not like the institution.
So, the American Academy will seek to, quote, "make a truly world-class education available to every American, free of charge, without adding a single dime to the federal debt." And then, to do this, quote, "the institution will gather an entire universe of the highest quality educational content," unquote. And I love the phrase "educational content."
Yeah, this is, this sounds a lot like the short PragerU videos that
Yeah, what are you like? You're starting to suspect certain things, right? Like, what do you think the American Academy is going to be here, based on the limited information you have?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a credible university, does it? It seems a lot like if Jordan,
it's a world class education.
Maybe it's what Barry Weiss is doing in Texas. You know, maybe she's going to be helming the American Academy. It sounds like Jordan Peterson's Griffith University is what it sounds like.
It's a world class education. After you gather an entire universe of the highest quality educational content. So, this content, Trump claims, will, quote, "cover the full spectrum of human knowledge and skills and make
hell.
That material available to every American citizen online for free," unquote.
That's a library. What he's describing is a library. We already have those.
Not quite.
The content
Not quite.
Pod.
It's not just a library because, quote, "the Academy will utilize the latest breakthrough in computing," unquote. as well as study groups, mentors, and industry partners to provide a truly, quote, top-tier education option for the people. For this next part, I have to do it in the Trump voice because otherwise the grammar won't make any sense. Whether you want lectures or an ancient history or an introduction to financial accounting or a training in a skilled trade, the goal will be to deliver it and get it done properly. So I love the phrase, whether you want lectures or an ancient history.
Yeah, like you can give yourself a history, like you could go back to Sumeria and insert yourself.
Whether you want lectures or an ancient history or an introduction to financial accounting or training in a skilled trade. So you will be able to learn all of this online for free, getting a truly top-tier education, which sounds, you know, like, okay. But Trump specified that your American Academy education will be, quote-unquote, strictly non-political, unquote.
Good.
I'm really excited to learn an ancient history from a strictly non-political standpoint. That's great.
Yeah. We can't discuss the formation of the state because there will be a political stance.
Furthermore, Donald Trump promised that at American Academy, quote, there will be no wokeness or jihadism allowed. None of that's going to be allowed.
How will I teach without jihadism? My personal jihad is to educate the youth of America, but now I can't partake in it.
Sorry, not allowed. Not allowed, according to Trump.
Very sad.
Very sad. So... this plan also seeks to help the 40 million Americans who have some college education but no complete degree by granting credit for past coursework at quote-unquote legacy institutions and giving Americans, quote, the chance to complete your education at the American Academy for free and much more quickly than is now possible or available, unquote. So now if there weren't red flags going off already, there certainly should be now with that last line, more quickly than is now possible or available, which is a classic tell of an online university scam. Mm-hmm. Now, the exact details of how the American Academy is supposed to work are kind of unclear, probably because it hasn't been figured out yet.
Because it's bullshit, Garrison.
And quite possibly never will get figured out.
Yes. Yeah, many such cases in Agenda 47, as it turns out.
But Trump University founder Donald Trump did say that his American Academy proposal does plan to, quote, compete directly with existing and very costly four-year university systems by granting students degree credentials that the U.S. government and all federal contractors will henceforth recognize.
Yeah, they'll recognize them as fucking useless.
Not degrees, degree credentials.
Yeah.
Degree credentials. Yeah.
Gonna put my degree credential up on my wall.
This is just another Trump University, an uncredited scam that Trump is hoping to prop up with the federal government this time instead of his business empire. It's not his entire thing, isn't it?
Like that is the whole thing with Donald
Trump. It's not real. He's framing this plan as a quote unquote revolution in higher education that will provide life-changing opportunities by awarding American citizens with, quote, the full and complete equivalent of a bachelor's degree.
I love it when he just fucking sends it on. There's going to be one in my episode, which you'll hear later this week, when he just cannot say the word film. And I love that he doesn't fucking try. He just owns it.
The full and complete equivalent. That's neither full nor complete if it's an equivalent. Anyway, Trump ends this video with an eloquent, quote, enjoy it, learn from it, and thank you, which is just...
I'm going to finish all my lectures that way. And then I'll do like a smoke puff and just disappear.
So yeah, this is the first plan to save American education. That sounds great. I cannot wait to get a full and complete equivalent.
I hope they have a bachelor's
degree credential. Very, very cool.
Yeah, wonderful stuff.
But do you know what isn't a scam, James?
Can we say that? Like, we might be in hot water. You sure?
I trust my life on every single product and or service that follows this musical sting.
Huh.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back. Do not, I repeat, do not send me any of the advertisers that just aired. I don't care what they are. My life is indebted. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. You can send them to Sophie. Her Twitter is @iWriteOkay.
@iWriteOkay. Send it to Sophie. All right. So, while this Trump University 2 will remain uncredited, Donald Trump, creator of the Donald Trump board game that did not sell very well in 1980.
The what?
Yeah, didn't you? Yeah, creator of the Donald Trump board game. Yeah.
No. Yeah. Wow, okay. Is it like Monopoly, but you just like lie and generate...
I didn't look too far into it for the bit. I'm going to be honest here.
Okay, disappointed. I was ready to go on a deep dive.
But Donald Trump also plans to attack the current accreditation system for being run by a communist scourge, which leads us to our second Agenda 47 topic, titled, quote, "Protecting Students from the Radical Left and Marxist Maniacs Infecting Educational Institutions," which I believe he's talking about you, James.
Yeah, which is ironic because I'm an anarchist and I'm not a Marxist.
But you're not a Marxist maniac.
No. Sadly, not many such cases. But I do make them read the Communist Manifesto in my 101 class.
It's okay.
You got to read it. It's something you should emerge from history education having read.
So Trump starts by talking about how, quote unquote, academics are, quote, obsessed with indoctrinating America's youth at colleges and universities while charging a ballooning tuition fee. Trump claims to have a, quote unquote, secret weapon that he will use to, quote, reclaim our once great educational institutions from the radical left. The college accreditation system. It's called accreditation for a reason. Unquote. It's called accreditation for a reason. He never extrapolates on that sentence.
No, yeah. I genuinely don't. I can't fathom what I think he means. That could go in so many directions.
There's no way to know. Yeah, There's no way to know.
Just leaves it hanging.
So Trump explains that, quote, accreditors are supposed to ensure that schools are not ripping off students and taxpayers, but they have failed totally, unquote. which is not really what college accreditors do. Both government-run and private accreditation organizations exist to develop criteria and conduct evaluations to ensure educational quality and authorize if a school qualifies for student aid programs from the Department of Education. That's generally what accreditation institutions do. They don't look out for if students are being ripped off. Like, that's not really their role, but whatever. So upon returning to 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Washington, D.C., Donald Trump promised that he will, quote, fire the radical left accreditors that have allowed our colleges to become dominated by Marxist maniacs and lunatics. So he believes that there's like communists that are running the accreditation system, and that's what's currently ruining colleges. That is his belief.
Yeah. They come in, they sit at the back, there's a little book, it happens to be red, and then we have a criticism circle afterwards where they check how many Marx references you've made in your lecture.
So after sending all these communists to the gulag, Trump will then begin to, quote, accept applications for new accreditors. Now, it's unclear if he's talking about just like the public or private sector here, but these new accreditors will, quote, impose real standards in colleges once again and once and for all. Now, what such standards, you ask? Thank you, James.
You're welcome, Garrison.
Trump gave us a handy little list, which includes like some of the more average conservative to libertarian-esque positions, like protecting free speech, eliminating wasteful administrative positions that drive up costs, offering options for accelerated and low-cost degrees, providing meaningful job placement and career services, and implementing college entrance and exit exams to prove that students are actually learning or getting their money's worth, right? Which, all that sounds like kind of standard politician talk, right? It's like, okay, sure. But Trump did mention a few other standards that will be imposed once again by this new generation of accreditors, which will also include, quote, defending the American tradition and Western civilization and removing all Marxist diversity, equity, and inclusion bureaucrats, unquote. So DEI, the right's new favorite boogeyman that's responsible for everything from rising university costs to botched surgeries, aviation incidents, and boats malfunctioning and colliding with bridges. It is the villain of the conservative right at the moment. And so because this has been a trending topic among conservatives, Trump's trying to jump on this DEI train, which sounds incredibly dangerous from their perspective. Because this term, he probably never even heard of before like a year ago. Like, come on.
No, I don't think he implemented DEI in his business institutions. I think this is, yeah, it's a word they say when they can't say slurs. They think they found a funny workaround to saying slurs.
I mean, that's this thing with like every time someone says like critical race theory, woke, or DEI, they're really just trying to say a slur. If you replace those three terms with just a slur, their sentences make a lot more sense. Because the way they use the word woke does not mean anything in a lot of cases. But if you just replace it for a racial slur, you're like, oh, now I can understand what they're saying. It's a handy trick that really is not fun to think about.
Yeah, or subtle.
As a part of this DEI frenzy, Trump has promised to, quote, direct the Department of Education to pursue federal civil rights cases against schools that continue to engage in racial discrimination, unquote. Which also kind of calls upon like older like affirmative action complaints that conservatives have been talking about for years now.
That's what I wondered if he was going after.
Yeah, it ties into that as well. And Trump added that this race-based discrimination, quote, includes discrimination against Asian Americans, unquote, which is definitely invoking that style of affirmative action conservative rhetoric from like 5 years ago.
Yeah, even more recent. When was that Supreme Court case?
Oh yeah, that was just like last year.
Becky with the bad grades.
Yeah. So beyond just threatening to sic the DOJ on woke schools, Trump also made the more specific promise that if schools, quote, persist in explicit unlawful discrimination under the guise of equity, unquote, he will not only make sure that their endowments be taxed, but also, quote, through budget reconciliation, I will advance a measure to have them fined up to the entire amount of their endowment, unquote.
Does he realize that not all schools have endowments? Like, I teach at the community college. We ain't got an endowment.
No, I'm sure that he's going to go after like the Harvard endowment. Yeah, that's going to track. Have fun fining $50 billion from Harvard. That's totally going to happen. But his plan after he seizes these endowments, quote, "A portion of the seized funds will then be used as restitution for victims of these illegal and unjust policies, policies that hurt our country so badly. Colleges have gotten hundreds of billions of dollars from hardworking taxpayers, and now we're going to get this anti-American insanity out of our institutions once and for all." So, that's cool. Okay, sure. You're going to use this to pay back white people who've been denied college admission. Okay, yeah. Cool. That sounds like a winning electoral strategy.
Yeah, finally the reparations people have been demanding for decades.
Exactly. You know who's had it too hard for too long, James?
Yeah. It's white people who didn't make it through college, Garrison.
It's because they didn't get to, it's because they didn't go to Yale. Now they have to go to Princeton. Embarrassing.
Yeah, terrible. Right. Why would you even bother?
So... But it's not just colleges. Trump also threatened to, quote, cut federal funding for any school or program publishing critical race theory, gender ideology, or other inappropriate racial, sexual, or political content onto our children. We're not going to allow it to happen, folks. Very cool.
Great. Yeah. I used to teach a gender sociology course, so I look forward to
defund.
Yeah, no. We're going down fight together. We're going to... that shit. They will have to fight their way in.
Don't say that on air. You can't say that. You're going to turn your community college into a... You can't say that. So yeah, he's going to go after regular schools, both colleges, universities, regular schools, if there's doing any CRT, gender ideology. You can tell that some of this was written like a year and a half ago, because no one's talking about critical race theory anymore. But
yeah, okay. Yeah, he missed it. But like, can you imagine teaching a sociology course and just being like, yeah, we're going to skip past race and gender.
Politics? We're gonna skip past politics. Okay.
Yeah. This is a man who himself went to like... Did he go to Harvard or Yale?
No, he did not go to either. He was sent to a military school by his father when he was 13 for being annoying. Then he went to a school in Pennsylvania.
Respect.
And then what other school did he go to?
Critical respect to his dad.
He went to the New York Military Academy. Then he went to Fordham University and then the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School.
Oh, yeah. Wharton Business School. Yeah. Not a real graduate degree.
Sorry. So... the reason why this is all so evil is because Trump thinks that a lot of this stuff is basically forming a new religion. All this woke stuff. Quote, "The Marxism being preached in our schools is totally hostile to Judeo-Christian teachings, and in many ways it resembles establishing a new religion. Can't let that happen."
Yeah, one thing we take a big swing at is Judeo-Christian institutions.
To combat this growing threat of religious Marxism, his administration...
Okay, I'm sorry, I can't. I cannot, like, oh.
His administration will, quote, "aggressively pursue potential violations of the Establishment Clause and the Free Exercise Clause of the Constitution. That's very simple."
I think he quite understands the full remit of that there. But luckily, we do Russian Orthodox Marxism at my university, so we should be safe.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Well.
A lot of beards.
So, and then in kind of like a laundry list of policies and talking points, Trump pledged to, quote, "veto the sinister effort to weaponize civics education." We will keep men out of women's sports and we'll create a new credentialing body that'll be the gold standard anywhere in the world to certify teachers who embrace patriotic values, support our way of life, and understand that their job is not to indoctrinate children, but very simply to educate them.
No one has ever created a credentialing body for patriotic teachers who embrace, quote, our way of life before. It's never been done. Not
veto
in the 1930s.
The sinister effort to weaponize civics.
Just imagine him looking for the civics bill.
Yeah, very funny.
Probably distract him for a while, stop him doing some actual terrible shit.
A little bit with that last part with like indoctrinating children, and this next little bit will kind of demonstrate how stuff like QAnon didn't simply go away, like some have postulated. Instead, it's just been absorbed into the fabric of American politics. No longer does the boogeyman have to be a DNC pedophilic elite. Now it's been deterritorialized and destroyed, mutated into just being any school teacher or like every trans person, right? Or God forbid, a transgender school teacher.
I was going to say. Yeah. Right?
Which is like the prime evil of the current conservative society. And Trump promises on day one of his new presidency, he will, quote,
begin to find and remove the radicals, zealots, and Marxists who've infiltrated the Department of Education, and that also includes others, and you know who you are, because we are not going to allow anyone to hurt our children. Unquote.
You know who you are.
You know who you are. So this is the weaponization of nearly 8 years of QAnon rhetoric, right? That has grown past the need to actually invoke QAnon. Plus the 2 years of the Republican Party, the Daily Wire, and Libs of TikTok working to shift QAnon's kind of disgraced and unfocused momentum towards a manufactured continuation in the form of this transgender groomer craze that's taking over American schools. Quote, Joe Biden has given these lunatics unchecked power. I will have them fired and escorted from the building, and I will tell Congress that any appropriations bill I sign must reaffirm the president's ability to remove defiant employees from the job. It's all about our children, unquote.
I'm just imagining an executive order to remove someone from their lecture hall.
I am going to be signing an executive order on this podcast to go to another ad break.
Who hasn't heard names like Achilles or Odysseus, Cassandra, Medusa? But how much do you know about them from the ancient world? Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the podcast bringing the ancient sources to life. Greek myth and history is timeless, and unless you've been living under a rock, you have seen just how true that is today. But there is so much more to these characters and stories than what pop culture can do justice. I'm Liv Albert, the host of Let's Talk About Myths, Baby, and every week I bring you stories from the ancient world, both mythological and historical, to breathe new life into these thousands of years old stories. I'm also regularly joined by some of the most brilliant names in the field of archaeology and ancient history, authors of your favorite retellings from today, and everyone in between. Join me as I dive into the wild world of the ancient Greeks and their stories. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are back, and thank you, James, for reaffirming my ability to remove defiant ads.
Yeah, well, while you were all away, several federal agents came in and inserted an ad break.
In this last section here, we're going to return to Trump's conception that entire alternatives are needed to America's broken, woke school system, now focusing on the grade school side rather than just the post-secondary. So in this vein, Trump is courting the growing number of homeschooling families, though according to a Washington Post poll from last year, Republican homeschoolers outnumber Democrat ones 2-1, so he kind of already has the majority of that vote, but still yeah. It's something he is going after. According to Trump, ever since, quote, the China virus, America has seen an estimated 30% increase in homeschool enrollment, unquote. It's just a funny term is homeschool enrollment.
Yeah, just going to the homeschool to enroll.
I'm going to be enrolling in homeschool. Very funny. And if elected president for a second time, he will do everything to support, quote, parents who make the courageous choice of homeschool, unquote. Again, the way he uses the word homeschool is unlike anyone else I've ever heard talk. It is a very odd use of the English language.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to understand parts of speech. Like, no. He just does what he wants.
No. And Trump said he'll work to ensure that homeschoolers will be entitled to all the benefits available to non-homeschool students, like being able to participate in athletic programs, clubs, after-school activities, educational trips, and more. He pledged that in his next term, he will allow 529 education savings accounts to be used for, quote, costs associated with homeschool education. Current 529 savings accounts allow families to withdraw up to $10,000 a year to spend tax-free on tuition for private schools, which Trump called a, quote, tremendous win for school choice. Very important, school choice. Remember that term, unquote. That term never comes up again in this video.
Oh, great.
So Trump is planning to expand this tuition savings program to include homeschooling families as well, with a very unknown system of checks and balances to determine what exactly qualifies as costs related to homeschooling. And often homeschooling is used by abusive parents to just have kids do free labor around the house, and they try to make it count as like education. And like, if you're now allowing parents to put money into a savings account to remove $10,000 a year tax-free to spend on education, yeah. Like, what does that mean? Does that mean just curriculum? Does that mean like household supplies? Because that's right. Being put towards their home school because they're schooling at home. Like, very, very unclear. And this kind of refers back to some of the general problems of homeschooling, especially in like conservative homeschooling, where it just is a large way to abuse children. Not in like the groomer way that right-wing people talk about. It's like, no, you're just literally like limiting your kids' access to the outside world because you think yeah. If they go outside, they're going to turn gay. So, but even if, oh, sorry, there's one final quote from this homeschooling video, which are just fucking phenomenal. To every homeschool family, I will be your champion. Do not vote Democrat. They're looking to destroy you, if you don't mind me saying that. Joe Biden can't put two sentences together, and yet he's looking to destroy you. Do not vote Democrat. Do not vote for Crooked Joe. Vote for Honest Donald. Thank you
Honest
very
Donald.
Much.
Honest Donald.
It's funny, because... in the video, when he says vote for Honest Donald, he also starts to crack up because he knows how ridiculous this is.
Yeah, God.
Do not
like
vote for Crooked
character.
Joe. Vote for Honest Donald. Thank you very much. Very, very cool. They're looking to destroy you, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, if you don't mind me saying. A man who rarely asks permission to say the most insane yeah. Shit. Like.
So... even if parents are not choosing to homeschool, Trump wants to let voters know that he will fight for parents' rights, which isn't quite a dog whistle, but it does refer to a very specific style of patriarchal rhetoric popularized by hyper-religious conservative think tanks that propose an extremely narrow version of how the American family should operate within society. Yeah. More on this later. But so what can Trump do to let right-wing religious parents know that he will be their champion, even in like blue states or big cities? As much as Trump might want to be a dictator, he doesn't have unlimited power to impose his war on wokeness in liberal cities.
Yeah.
But Donald Trump, who was impeached for trying to blackmail the president of Ukraine in summer of 2019, does have a plan. He wants to, quote, implement massive funding preferences and favorable treatment, unquote, for states and school districts that make four specific, quote, historic reforms in education that Trump has decreed. These four specific reforms include abolishing tenure for K through 12 teachers so that we can, quote, remove bad teachers and adopt merit pay to reward good teachers. The second is to, quote, drastically cut the bloated number of school administrators, including the costly and divisive and unnecessary DEI bureaucracy. Third, to adopt a parental bill of rights that includes complete curriculum transparency in the form of universal school choice. And lastly, quote, implement the direct election of school principals by the parents. Trump calls this last bit the ultimate form of local control, something our country has never had, or at least has not had for the last 50 years. So those are his four reform plans, which is like, yeah, you know who's had it too easy for too long? Teachers. Let's abolish tenure. Yeah. adopt merit pay, a disaster of a system, cut administrative roles, put more work on teachers, have parents be able to fire principals by voting and a vote to elect their own principal. And universal school choice is actually more of a dog whistle, that it just refers to a series of like very racist like urban planning policies to direct rich white people's funding into a very few selected number of schools instead of where they actually like live and instead of the actual district they live in. So there's all of that. And like what Trump keeps coming back to among all these quote unquote reforms, it all kind of relates to complete parental dominance. And part of this was the parental Bill of Rights, which you've probably seen some conservatives talking about more these past few years. And this is another quote from Trump here. It's all about the parents for their children. More than anyone else, parents know what their children need. And if you haven't heard of a parental Bill of Rights directly, you most certainly have heard of one by another name, the Don't Say Gay Bill. That was a parental rights bill, ostensibly targeting education. But these bills often end up giving parents just complete control over every aspect of the child's life. They dictate how children are allowed to express themselves and allow parents to impose nearly any discipline or punishment they desire. Total control over what the child eats, what they wear, what they read, what they watch, what they see online, and what they're allowed to learn in school, who they're allowed to socialize with. Some of these bills that I read through for this also bar mandatory masking policies in schools, back when that was a thing, and then are often full of anti-vax talking points and attempts to ban sex ed and quote-unquote gender politics. As a part of these bills, teachers and school administration are legally required to act as parental surveillance tools to report how a child behaves, how they socialize, how they dress, how they like to be referred to, and who they are friends with. This includes outing children as gay or trans to parents if anyone in the school suspects that the student has a non-heterosexual sexual orientation or is acting in any way inconsistent with their assigned gender at birth. These types of bills often have other consequences as well. In states where some of these bills have passed, like North Carolina, due to legal risks, some elementary schools have been unable to talk about or give out educational materials on consent or how to identify when child sexual abuse is taking place as a part of the Safe Touch programs. These programs are basically unable to happen because teachers will now be held personally legally liable if any parent objects to this material. So parental rights bills have been signed into law in 6 states over the past 2 legislative years, famously Florida, as well as Arizona, Georgia, Louisiana, Iowa, and North Carolina. Since then, similar bills have been introduced in more than 25 states, many of which have passed through at least one chamber. Some of them are still in the process of either passing through a second chamber or being signed by the governor.
Yeah.
I'm going to end with 2 quotes here from Trump that kind of reiterate this parental dominance thing that he's really pushing for. And also people like Ron DeSantis have been pushing for, Ted Cruz, a lot of right-wing politicians. Quote, as the saying goes, personnel is policy. And at the end of the day, if we have pink-haired communists teaching our kids, we have a major problem. When I'm president, we will put parents back in charge and give them the final say. We will get back to teaching reading, writing, and math, called arithmetic, and we will give our kids the high-quality, pro-American education they deserve. They're going to teach a math called arithmetic.
Magnificent.
It's
great.
Amazing. We may spend madness. The most, but we're going to be tops in education no matter where you go, anywhere in the world. We're going to be tops in education. Yeah.
There will be no bottoms in the American education system going forward.
So this is Donald Trump, the second host of the TV show The Apprentice, who has run for public office. This is his plan for education. Dr. James Stout, how do you feel about these education reform proposals?
Yeah, it doesn't seem like a great idea, if I'm being honest. Having listened to it, I think perhaps he hasn't got the sharpest grasp on what's going on in the education system. The reason we have education is because your parents don't necessarily know what's best for you, right? Like,
your parents can't be an expert in everything.
Yes, so some of us go and get PhDs so we can, and then we teach your people how the important things about that. Like, by definition, your parents cannot fulfill all the roles that an education system fulfills. And like,
unlike pink-haired communists who have complete total control over every aspect of what a child should learn.
It's one of the things when you enter the university, you know, like they do the tuberculosis test and then they pass you a pink hair dye.
And, I mean,
You get a nose piercing as well.
A lot of this is very much reminiscent of like the fears of like communist education that you see in like the 1930s. How there's a lot of political tension trying to be raised over the fear that there's communists teaching you in universities and schools.
Yeah, it's interesting because at the same time, like
Frankfurt school style stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I've written a lot about like anarchist ideals, educational ideals, right? So at the same time, there were anarchists in Spain being like, you know, we should do all our classes in the forest. Let's just go out into the forest.
Or absolutely.
Like, there was a school by the sea where they taught kids, like they were just having this incredible utopian education dream, which in many ways, like we still haven't adapted to some of the things that really could offer. And instead, yeah, we're having this McCarthyism part two.
Well, that is Trump's plan for education, in case you didn't know. So watch out for those pink-haired communists. Keep an eye out for any parental bill of rights being proposed in your state. And yeah, it is probably has little to do with actually protecting children and more to do with making parents just a complete dominating force and controlling every aspect of their child's life. And I mean, the other sinister thing about this is like it removes access to for kids to talk about things that they may be upset about.
And access to mandated reporters. Like,
exactly.
I'm a mandated reporter. Like, this seems to be taking kids away from that.
Exactly. And I mean, the idea that schools are going to be legally required to out a child if they're acting, like, perceived to be deviant in some, like, gender or sexual way. Like, all of these things are just ways to enable parental abuse in a variety of like ways that are explicit and non-explicit, and it's quite upsetting. And that's the thing that conservatives are currently trying to push for. This is a big topic. This stuff was talked about in the Republican primaries that were completely useless. Constantly stuff like this is referred to while invoking this fear of like this pink-haired transgender communist teacher, which is currently like the biggest threat to America according to most conservatives.
Yeah, they can take us down from the inside.
That and jihadism, which are probably linked somehow.
Yeah, yeah. I think, well, the pink-haired jihadist, the famous.
Well, that is it for us today. What are we going to be learning about next for Agenda 47, James?
Well, we're going to be learning next about immigration, Donald Trump's border policies. Many of you will be shocked to hear that they're not very good. I have two classes this summer. If you're in San Diego and you want to get in before they take the Marxism out of the education system, you can. But strike now.
I do love how much of this is like, do you know who's had it easy for too long? Transgender teachers. They're having it right.
Yeah. The people who are so fucking broke, they have to have like GoFundMes up for their the gender reassignment surgery. Like, great
wonderful stuff.
Yeah.
All right, we will be back tomorrow to talk about Trump's border policies, things that'll probably be totally normal, totally chill.
Mm-hmm, yeah, just very, very similar to both. Fucking sadly, they are similar to Biden's, but that's a whole other dystopia.
That's a whole other discussion. Tomorrow. All right. See you on the other side.
Bye.
It Could Happen Here is a production of Cool Zone Media. For more podcasts from Cool Zone Media, visit our website, coolzonemedia.com, or check us out on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. You can find sources for It Could Happen Here updated monthly at coolzonemedia.com/sources. Thanks for listening.
I am the ferryman.
In the shadows of the afterlife, the ferryman of souls guides America's most influential spirits to their eternal rest.
Where are you taking me?
Are you death?
This road is not on any map.
How much for a ticket?
All I ask for in payment is a tale.
I don't know who got to Kennedy first.
And the devastation those first bombs caused.
I've never been to hell, but I know intimately the hymns of the damned.
Binge this season of The Passage now. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's been almost 3,000 years, and Greek mythology has proved that it is not going anywhere. But it can be difficult to find entertaining and engaging retellings of these myths that aren't fictionalized. Lucky for you, I'm here. Let's Talk About Myths, Baby is the Greek mythology and ancient history podcast of your dreams. I dive into the convoluted and confusing ancient sources so you don't have to. Listen to Let's Talk About Myths, Baby on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.